Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. My name is Matthew. I'm your host, and I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling as good as gold because a review from Camila Loves Jesus on Apple Reviews. Here's what Camila wrote. As good as gold, I have listened to the Job Interview Experience as well as joined the Candidate Club membership, and I not only felt my confidence and knowledge increased 100%, but I was also offered a position at a top real estate company almost immediately after interviewing and given top marks on my performance. I knew I had what it takes to land the job, but I don't know that it would have happened so seamlessly. I don't know that it would have happened so seamlessly had I not listened to the podcast and invested the time and effort needed to do well. I appreciate you for making this podcast and for making people out there who just need that little extra edge to make them stand out. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful review. You made my day. If you, the listener, have listened to a couple episodes and use Apple Podcasts, will you hop on there right now and write a quick review? Thank you so much. I am an executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and my goal is to help you get a job that you love as quickly as possible. The strategies that I lay out on this podcast will help you stand out and put your best foot forward during the interview process. If you haven't written that review yet, it could be done by now. I would be on to today's topic. Today's topic is answering the tell me about yourself question. A listener wrote in and said, I've always struggled a bit with job interviews, and I feel it's the first question, tell me about yourself, that is putting me off. I usually begin with where I live, what I study, what I like to do with my spare time. I feel like the recruiter wants to hear something more. Do you have any advice on how to answer that question the best? I do. It's an important question, an important answer to get right. The good news is that you get to talk about yourself. I'd recommend scripting out what to say. Basically, create an elevator pitch, a pre-written paragraph or two that you're ready to say and remember. Once you have your answer about yourself planned out, practice saying it out loud to make sure it's not cringy, and then practice saying it to the mirror and try and memorize it. It's something that will come in handy throughout your entire life. So here's an example. Here's the format that you can use that I have prepared for you. When you're asked this question, you can sneakily do a couple things at once. The first thing is to confirm that you're exactly who the recruiter thinks you are, who they're calling, especially on the phone. They talk to a lot of people, and sometimes phone numbers change and resumes are out of date. So at the very start of your answer, you can confirm your name and location. If your resume says Daniel from Virginia, quickly align who you are with who they think you are, and then confirm that all that stuff matches up. So here's an example for your format for this question. They'd say, you know, tell me about yourself. And you'd say, my name is Joe Schmo. I live here in Virginia and have made it my home. In my spare time, I enjoy, and then you're going to put something active and healthy in your answer. So in my spare time, I enjoy going on walks throughout my neighborhood, riding my bike and swimming, and then because. And then you're going to give your because. That's important. Tell the recruiter the reason you enjoy something, the reason you do something. I enjoy hiking because of the fresh air, the vitamin D, and the sunshine. It's great to get my heart rate going and stay in shape. I also spend time volunteering with this such and such organization, which has taught me about such and such. So you would say, I spend my time volunteering with Big Brothers Big Sisters, which has taught me the need for students to have a positive influence in their lives. The next part of your answer is your professional side. I've been an accountant for 10 years and I love organizing the structure and making sense of numbers to help companies avoid mistakes, improve efficiency, and find new ways to increase profitability. I'm really happy to be here today and to have the chance to learn about your company and how that intersects with my occupation and skills. Every part of this answer has an underlying reason for being there. I'm not just giving you an answer. That's not what I do here on the job interview experience, and that's not why you're here. I'm giving you the best answer. First, you're saying your active hobby. You get out and exercise. That's good. Active people are healthier. They're happier. They lower companies' insurance premiums. Second, you're mentioning volunteering. You don't just work. You give back. That's the kind of person that I want to work with. How about you? Next, you're showing that this isn't just any job. You take your work and skills seriously and take pride in doing them well. That's part of who you are. I'm going to read through this again because I jumped around in my answer to kind of plug in the different ideas. So here's the full format. You can rewind and listen back through this. But obviously, you plug in your own answers. You plug in what you do, your hobbies, all that. But here's the format. My name is Joe Schmo. I live here in Virginia and have made it my home. In my spare time, I enjoy going on walks around my neighborhood, riding my bike, and swimming because of the fresh air, the vitamin D, and the sunshine. It's great to get my heart rate going and to stay in shape. I also spend time volunteering with Big Brothers Big Sisters, which has taught me about the need that I've seen for students to have a positive influence in their life. I've been an accountant for 10 years, and I love organizing the structure and making sense of numbers to help companies avoid mistakes, improve efficiency, and find new ways to increase profitability. I'm really happy to be here today and have a chance to learn about your company, how that intersects with my occupation and skills, and what I can do to help you move forward. That's a good answer. Please feel free to modify this for your own answer. You do want to touch on a couple points, though. Say who you are and where you're from. Talk about an active hobby because you're a healthy, great employee. Mention volunteer work that you do or some way that you give back. That can just be visiting grandma or whatever that is. And then jump into the industry and your work. And you say, I want to work in your industry and help your company. That's where I'm meant to be. Or I want to get into your industry because I love the way that you build these homes, or I love the way that you manufacture this new product that helps people. I know this is changing lives, and my skills can help be part of that. If you're not doing any volunteer work, I'd highly encourage you to do so. Look up local nonprofits in your area, join a committee, or volunteer your time. Get your feet on the ground and give back. It helps those in need and will also build your resume. You will be a better professional and you will be a better person because of it. The telling me about yourself question is here to stay. Don't ramble. Don't talk about your favorite TV shows. Stick to this script and you'll have a steady, confident answer that represents you, that you can be proud of, and that will come out loud and clear to the recruiter that you are the person that they're looking for to fill this job. Thanks for watching the job interview experience. I'll be back with more soon.